Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Whether you're in your car or catching the bus or catching some R&R, we're here for you every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check us out over at 100mba.net. And today's episode is a very special episode. Today, I'm going to be teaching the must-know insights for female entrepreneurs. I wanted to dedicate an episode for female entrepreneurs out there. Of course, every single episode we publish is applicable for both male and female entrepreneurs, but today, I want to give some specific insights if you're a woman in business. Now, I might be a man in business, but I work with one of the best female entrepreneurs I've seen, Nicole Baldino. I've also gotten to know some really admirable and interesting female entrepreneurs in my career. And today, I want to give you some specific tips and strategies and insights, really, that I've been meaning to say for a while, because in a lot of ways, I think female entrepreneurship is underserved. There's a lot I want to cover today. So let me get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Queensboro.com. For over 33 years, savvy entrepreneurs have trusted Queensboro.com for custom logo apparel. Whether it's caps, t-shirts, bags, Queensboro.com's got your back. And guess what, listeners of the $100 MBA Show? If you go to Queensboro.com/MBA, you'll receive 30% off your first order, plus free logo setup, plus free shipping. That's awesome. They guarantee an amazing fit, great quality, and that your order is perfect. It's all backed by stellar customer service. That's Queensboro.com/MBA and receive 30% off. Before I get into today's lesson, I want to say all the advice I give today, all the insights that I share with you, it's all out of love. All out of love for our women listeners of the $100 MBA show. You know I'm always giving it to you straight, being honest. And if I give a little tough love today, it's because I want to see you guys win. The first thing I want to say is that female entrepreneurs sometimes have a predicament when it comes to their audience. Many female entrepreneurs start businesses that are female-centric. And I just want to say, you don't have to do that. In fact, you're kind of limiting yourself. You could still be niched and have a very niche topic, but cater to both men and women. But I know that takes confidence. The most successful female entrepreneurs I've seen are able to cater to both audiences. And it's because they understand they have something of value to offer the world, regardless for a man or a woman. One of Nicole and I's friends, Dori Clark, is a best-selling author and a huge public speaker. And she caters to both female and male audiences. The co-founder of Heroic Public Speaking, Amy Mead, same thing. Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post, you don't think she's only for females? So what I'm saying here is that it's important for you to cater to both men and women, to see that you have value for both men and women. And the reason why I'm saying this is because of a reality. The reality is that, yes, the business world is dominated by men. And many people that make the decisions, whether you're going to get featured in some publication, speak on stage, be promoted in some way, are men. There are men that are making these decisions, not just women. In fact, some might argue it's mostly men. And you got to be able to show that, hey, I have value to offer to both men and women. You have to be able to resonate with them as well. Now, obviously, if you have a huge brand and you're catering to only women, you're going to be recognized. And of course, I'm speaking in generalities. Some men will resonate with that female tone. But I'm here to tell you the truth. The reason why some men in business get ahead is because they resonate with both men and women. And it's not to say that there are men in business that are catered to only men. But the point is that be open. Make sure that you're catering your message to both men and women when you can, especially if your product or service can serve either one of them. Now, obviously, if your product or service is catered to women, that's a different story. But all I'm saying here is that if your product or service can serve men, make sure you have them in mind. I'll just tell you honestly, as a man, sometimes I will look at a website or look at an entrepreneur that's a female and look at our branding and look at our business, and I'll just feel like this doesn't resonate with me. I feel like this is for ladies. But when I look deeper, I was like, hey, this product can actually help me. You know, this business is actually interesting, but I really couldn't see it from the start. And I was intentionally trying to look deeper. But most people won't do that. So keep that in mind if you have a product that can serve men as well. Number two, understand as a female entrepreneur, the opportunities are growing and getting bigger. It's just getting started. In fact, I'm kind of envious of female entrepreneurs. If you're a woman out there, the world is hungry for great female entrepreneurs, for great female leaders out there. If you're a woman, you might be resonating with me right now and say, hey, yeah, you're right. I don't really have any mentors. I don't really have people that I can look up to, or I have a few. Guys, they have plenty. So my message to you is you could be that mentor. You can step up and make that difference. You just got to be confident enough to do it. And if you have struggles with being confident, that's okay. Take your time, but understand that you have to be confident, that you have to work towards it. Do things that will work towards it. Get in front of the camera more. Try to speak more. Be a little bit more interactive and maybe talk to more people when you go to events. The world needs you. Not only female entrepreneurs need you as a leader, but also male entrepreneurs need you as a leader. You have something to share with the world. You have a perspective, and the opportunities are so ripe right now. It's open season. So if you're a female entrepreneur, the time is now for you to step it up. Number three, it's a harsh reality. When it comes to being respected in the business world, it's a bit of an uphill battle for women, more than men. That's just the truth. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. But the way to break through that is to know your stuff, is to be really good at what you do. You see, actions speak louder than words. When other people see that you know what you're doing and you're savvy, and you get results, people can't deny that. When you're an entrepreneur of real substance, everybody who is exposed to that is influenced by that and can't ignore you. They can't help but just fall in love with what you got to offer. And often that just means stepping up and not being afraid to show that you know your stuff. Now, this doesn't mean to be cocky or to show off or to show a screenshot of your bank account. No one likes arrogance or somebody who shows off. But take a look at the language that you use on your website, in your products. Are you focusing on results, on what this product will do? Or are you focusing on how this product will make them feel? Often, women, when they describe things, they talk about how it makes them feel or how this will make you feel, which is not bad. And it has its place. But you also have to show the reality of the situation. What my product will do for you. Here are some stats. Here are some results. Here are some testimonials. By showing your stuff, no one can deny that you know your stuff. Now, I'm saying this because I know that you have to step it up more than others because they're waiting to see what you can do. Number four, and lastly, in a lot of ways, women are more powerful than men. Women are resilient. Men often quit before women do. So use that to your advantage. Women often have a higher EQ, meaning an emotional intelligence. They can endure struggles a lot better. And they're okay with the ups and downs. They accept it. They're also good when it comes to other people. They understand how somebody can perceive something. You know, Nicole's great at this. She's like our PR manager. She makes sure that our delivery of what we say is perceived properly. And that's an intelligence. And women tend to have that intelligence more than men. So you are at an advantage here. Make sure you utilize these things. Guys, I got more on today's episode, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, ActiveCampaign. We've been users of ActiveCampaign for a little over 6 months now, and we absolutely love it. Businesses are using marketing automation to see 53% higher conversions than using traditional email marketing. And ActiveCampaign enables you to send intelligence-driven emails based on your customers' actions and behaviors. So if they click on that link on the email, they can get a different email versus if they don't. And what I love about this is that it allows you to treat your contacts as unique individuals rather than sending everyone the same message. See why thousands are upgrading to a more intelligent marketing solution and find out why we love ActiveCampaign. Sign up for a free 14-day trial right now. No credit card is required. Visit activecampaign.com/MBA. There are no training fees, no contracts, and pricing is accessible to any size of business. Start marketing smarter today with ActiveCampaign. Go to activecampaign.com/MBA. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, female entrepreneurs have different challenges, but they also have different advantages. I can't stress how amazing the opportunities are these days for female entrepreneurs. It's just the beginning, and the world is hungry for more valuable female entrepreneurs. And if you're listening to this as a woman, I'm speaking to you directly. You could be the next Oprah. You could be the next Marie Folio. You could be the next Arianna Huffington. The opportunities are there, and we're here at the $100 MBA to support you in any way possible. If you guys have any questions along the way, if you need any help, if you want to contact Nicole and take her advice as a female entrepreneur, just email us at contact@100mba.net. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. If you have any questions along the way, guys, whether you're a male or female entrepreneur, you can always tweet at me as well on Twitter. BizRepublic is my handle, BizRepublic. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. We all have challenges in business, but we all have advantages as well. Focus on the advantages, see how you can use them, and keep moving forward, guys. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.